This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's kind of faded from the headlines here, but a month into the NBA season, its games still aren't being broadcast on China's state-run CCTV. Last month, you might remember the Houston Rockets general manager crossed one of Beijing's red lines, tweeting his support for the protesters in Hong Kong. With the economic clock ticking for the NBA in one of its most lucrative markets, one might imagine league officials are wondering how long this grudge match might last. As Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai, the NBA would do well to look at South Korean businesses in China.
South Korean pop music is big business in China. Here's the Korean group EXO singing in Mandarin on Chinese state TV. The group was all set to perform in Shanghai in 2016. Then South Korea had signed a deal with the U.S. to deploy an American missile defense system called THAAD on its territory. The concert was abruptly canceled. Oh Gwang-jin is with the South Korean news site Chosun Biz. He was reporting from Beijing for the news outlet at the time.
The Chinese government never issued reasons why Korean pop acts and TV series were suddenly canceled, but we all knew officials weren't happy about THAAD.
The Chinese government believes THAAD is a tool for the U.S. to spy on the Chinese, which meant South Korea had crossed a red line. The public soon joined in the anger against Korean companies. A video widely circulated at the time showed rows of Chinese school children pumping their fists in the air and chanting, "A boycott of South Korean products starts with me."
Many Koreans watched this video and were terrified of such young children calling for a boycott of South Korean firms.
Journalist Oh Gwang-jin. He says the hardest hit company was South Korean retail giant Lotte. Most of its 100-plus supermarkets in China were shut down by local governments.
They said the stores violated fire safety codes and had other legal issues. It was definitely a retaliation.
Retaliation, he says, for Lotte giving land to the South Korean military to build the THAAD missile defense system. The company had no choice, says Sean Ryan, who wrote the book The War for China's Wallet.
This was something that they had to do because they were ordered by the South Korean government.
And when countries and politics collide, he says, companies just need to take the hit.
With South Korea, there was no hope. No matter what the CEO of Lotte said, no matter what the CEOs of Hyundai said, they were going to get slammed because it was a massive geopolitical issue and they were coming from a relatively small country.
Han Jae-jin is with the Hyundai Research Institute in South Korea.
We estimate that South Korea suffered an economic loss of about $7.3 billion in 2017 because of the THAAD crisis. That's the equivalent to 0.5% of South Korea's GDP.
Today, the consumer boycotts have gone away, but Lotte, which was already struggling to be profitable in China, was pushed over the edge by the backlash. Again, journalist Oh Gwang-jin.
Lotte is a Fortune 500 company, and yet its core operations in China just suddenly disappeared.
The company has sold all its supermarkets in China. And other South Korean firms, says Oh Gwang-jin, are thinking twice before doing business here. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.